This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Barefoot, this is Charlottesville Right Now, News Radio 1070, WINA. Dave Norris is the mayor of Charlottesville, and he joins us on the program. Happy Friday, Dave. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Coy. How are you doing today?
Really good. Yeah, no complaints. What are you doing this weekend? You going to let your hair down and take your shoes off and have a good time?
I actually am. I'm going to be able to. I'm going to head out to that Starry Nights at Veritas. I've never taken that in, so I'm looking forward to that and just get some work done around the house and putz around. So.
There you go. Sounds like a good time. So You had a big announcement this afternoon, something about housing in Charlottesville. What's this about?
Yeah, we have we had a little press conference down on 4th Street. As I think I've discussed in your show before, we've been for several years now putting the pieces together for a new project that's going to provide permanent supportive housing for people who are currently homeless here in Charlottesville, or living in shelters. And we've been working with a group called Virginia Supportive Housing that's going to actually build and manage this facility. It'll be 60 units of small efficiency apartments that are very affordable and accessible, and it'll be located on 4th Street downtown, where the Region 10 had their 4th Street stations, kind of across from Wendy's.
I think we're losing you. You in a
bad?
Yep, I'm still here. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. Today we had we announced that the Virginia Housing Development Authority, VHDA, has awarded about $4.3 million worth of federal low-income housing tax credits to make the construction on the project, to help fund the construction on this project. So this is a major announcement that's a huge boost in the arm for this project and will hopefully allow us to break ground this fall.
So this is across the street from Wendy's, across 4th Street from Wendy's on Preston downtown, sort of across Preston from the Bodos near the Browns Cleaners, I guess, right there.
Yeah, between Browns Cleaners and the City Yard. So it's currently, or has been, a Region 10 sort of office and treatment center for many years, or several years. And this group's going to come in and basically demolish the building that's there now and build a new building that's designed by Bruce Wardell, local architect. It's got a lot of cool green features, but most importantly, it's going to provide housing for folks who are here in Charlottesville already who don't have housing and haven't been able to access housing and live independently. And it provides support services and security on site to help keep people stable in their housing. It's not going to end homelessness in Charlottesville, but it's going to go a long way towards ending, or at least significantly reducing, sort of long-term chronic homelessness here in our community.
We're talking with Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris. What's the time schedule for this project?
Yeah, I mean, the thing's been about 5 years in the making already. Getting to this point, the city invested about $1.6 million earlier this year in buying the site, and we're going to be looking at this group, Virginia Supportive Housing. The tax credits just came through this week, which is terribly exciting. There's a couple other little sort of minor hurdles to overcome. If everything goes well, we should be able to break ground this fall, and then they're projecting a 12-month construction period, but you know how those things can go. So you know, hopefully by the end of next year, by the end of 2011, we'll be able to open the doors.
So how bad is this problem really? I mean, how bad is homelessness in Charlottesville?
Well, the good news is that you know, in terms of people who are what we call chronically homeless, and they, you know, it's long-term
computer networks
homeless, and they tend to usually have either a mental health issue or a substance abuse issue or a physical disability or some combination of the three. And that population, which is what this kind of housing is really designed to serve, not in the hundreds. I mean, it's in the dozens. And the fact that we're going to be able to bring, you know, several dozen units of permanent supportive housing online here in the next, you know, 18 months for that population is huge. So, again, it's not going to solve homelessness in Charlottesville, but it's going to be a big step forward.
Now, what's your response to some of the folks who look at this and say, oh, this is just another big government liberal scheme to keep people dependent on the government instead of finding these people work and helping them get homes of their own. They have to get government housing.
Well, that's exactly what this is finding people homes of their own. This is privately run housing. This is not government housing. This is they actually have to sign a lease. They have to pay rent. There'll be staff on site to help people find jobs and help connect people with services. Right now, I mean, this is all about breaking dependence, because right now many of these folks are dependent on a charity or on government, or are actually regular consumers of very expensive public services. When you're homeless, particularly long-term homeless, you spend a lot of time sitting in and out of emergency rooms, in and out of mental health facilities, in and out of courts, in and out of jail cells, in and out of shelters. And by actually helping people move into a home of their own, an apartment of their own, they'll be able to lead much more stable lives and be able to live much more independent. So this is actually the opposite of making people dependent. I think it's making people, it's giving people a chance to be more independent.
Now you have, we're talking with Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris. Now you have, you know, personally, you have years working on the front line with this very issue in mm-hmm. Charlottesville. And would you say that this is part of the solution? I mean, that something, a project like this is, you know, these transitional type of housings, getting them out of, you know, government-dependent public services and into a project like this that is going to help them transition into being, you know, self-sustaining and independent and mm-hmm. responsible, that we need more things like this?
Sure. You know, I think what other communities have experienced who have built these kinds of facilities and funded these kinds of programs is you see a significant decrease in the homeless population. And this particular organization, Virginia Supportive Housing, has a 90% success rate, meaning that actually over 90% of the people who move into one of their facilities from the streets or from when they leave, they are going into permanent housing. They're not going back to the streets. That's a huge accomplishment, particularly when you look at the fact they're housing people that some of whom have been out on the streets for many, many years. And it's giving, for the first time in many, many years, they have a chance to, you know, sign a lease on a place of their own and to have their own little kitchen, their own bathroom, and to live much like the rest of us live, with in a much dignified way, and be able to, you know, climb the ladder from there. So I think it's a big move forward.
I think we heard most of that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris, big news today of a new project going on in downtown Charlottesville. Work. When should and remind me, when should Brown break on this thing? And they're gonna start with a demolition of the existing building across the street from Wendy's, across 4th Street from Wendy's.
Yeah, ideally this fall.
This fall.
And we'll be able to, if everything goes well, we'll be able to open the doors by the end of 2011.
There you go. Thank you, Dave. Have a great weekend. Thanks. Enjoy your weekend and have a good time.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.